I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State here on WKAR. Have you heard? The opening ceremony for the Summer Olympics in Rio is tonight. There you go. You heard it here first. For 16 days, the greatest athletes in the world will compete on a global stage. One of those athletes is former MSU rower Emily Reagan. Current sports host Al Martin recently spoke with Reagan about her sport, her Olympic dreams, and her time at MSU.
You are a native of Buffalo, New York. How did you get into the sport, and were you competitive in other sports as well?
Yeah, I played a ton of sports in high school and growing up. I was a swimmer. I played basketball. I'm from a really big basketball family. All three of my siblings played basketball in college. But I kind of was burnt out of sports and didn't really want to continue doing sports, and that was sort of a big draw of Michigan State for me, was to be able to part of the Big Ten atmosphere and go to football games and just enjoy the college atmosphere but not be a part of a team. And I went to my orientation program in the summer leading up to my freshman year, and at the very end there's the activities fair, and I went through it and my mom went through it separately, and my mom started talking to the people at the rowing booth. And I don't remember there being one, but the rest of the summer, my mom bugged me and bugged me and just was like, you need to row. And I actually was pretty stubborn and didn't want to row. But when I moved in, I was roomed blind with a girl, and she's 5'1" and I'm 6'2". Mm-hmm. And our moms, and in rowing, there's a coxswain who's short and rowers are tall, but our moms ended up ganging up on us and we ended up trying out together.
So you're telling me, Emily, that rowing wasn't even your thing. You are really a late bloomer when it comes to getting into the sport of rowing.
With rowing, I think it's kind of average now because of Title IX to start in college.
Right.
It's really opened a lot of doors for women in rowing. But I guess in terms of other sports, yeah, definitely.
Certainly. Now, Emily, when you talk about the sport itself, what is it about the sport that you love?
Oh, gosh, a lot. It can be really challenging because you train a lot and you don't get to race as often as you might compete in other sports. But there's something really special about being on the water. It's always beautiful settings where we get to row. There's just something gorgeous to look at all the time. And in rowing, there's something really special when you get the boat, like, moving at its best. And it doesn't always happen, and it's always a challenge to try and figure out how to make it go faster and faster. But when you get it moving right, it feels really awesome.
U.S. Rowing is based in Princeton, right?
Yes.
How did you get involved with that?
Well, the spring of my sophomore year, my college coach, Matt Weiss, and the University of Virginia college coach encouraged me to try out for what's known as the under 23 national team. So that's sort of a step below the senior national team. Mm-hmm. And it's for people who are under 23 years old. I got destroyed that summer when I went to that camp, and I wasn't prepared for what it was going to be.
Yeah.
But it kind of gave me motivation to sort of want to see how far I could go in rowing. And the fall of my senior year, I went to a national team identification camp, and our head coach Tom invited me from there to come out to Princeton after I graduated.
What did it take for you to qualify for the Rio Games, Emily?
Oh, a lot of hard work. So rowing is it's a kind of a combination of a trials process and a camp process that you would get for a team like a basketball team or a soccer team. Mm-hmm. And so we spent the last year specifically, but 4 years, training as a team. And our coach gathers information throughout the years on how we're performing to sort of rank us. And then the last week before the team gets named, we do a ton of selection and we race athletes against each other over and over and over again, and it's exhausting and it's stressful, and but it ends up it's a difficult thing to go through, but in the end it has worked really well for our team, and we've produced a lot of really fast boats over the last few years.
Emily, how long have you had your eyes on the Olympics?
For definitely at least 5.5 years since I've been training with the national team. And 2012 is a little soon for me. It's a sport where the more you do it, the better you get, the more time you spend, the faster you're going to be. And it was kind of eye-opening for me when I didn't make the team in 2012 because I just didn't have self-confidence then. And I've learned a lot since then, and now I've been able to just kind of gain on the things I've learned and help me make the team this time around.
We are chatting with Emily Reagan, former Michigan State rower, who will compete in the Rio Olympics next month. Now, Emily, you were a part of a U.S. women's eight that set a world record time at World Rowing Cup 3 in Switzerland. And that record still stands. Emily, how does it feel to have your name in the record books? That's got to be pretty surreal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the boat that we raced at the World Cup that year was, you know, after the Olympics, a lot of people retire. And that boat was full of a lot of rookies. Some girls had never raced internationally before, and others were racing in their first Olympic class event. And so we just kind of went to Lucerne with no expectations at all. And we totally surprised ourselves, and it was a really fun time.
Man, that's got to be unbelievably cool. Now, Emily, for people who are listening out there and also myself who aren't really knowledgeable about the sport of rowing, can you tell us a bit about the event you'll be competing in out in Rio?
So I'm competing in the women's eight, which is actually 9 athletes. There are 8 rowers and a coxswain. The coxswain steers the boat and calls a race plan and makes sure that we know where we're going, because in rowing, we actually face away from the finish line. So we don't ever really know exactly where we are, and that's what the coxswain does.
Okay, gotcha.
And so our races take place over 2,000 meters, and you basically just, it takes about 6 minutes, somewhere between about 5:50 and 6:05, depending on wind conditions on that day. And you basically just go as hard as you can for those 6 minutes. It's like probably racing the mile or a little longer than a mile in track.
4 years ago, you went with your teammates to watch the London Olympics. How did it feel to be that close to the action, but yet not compete?
Motivational, for sure. It was really awesome to watch my teammates because they were really successful in London. The women's eight won a gold medal, our women's quad won a bronze medal, and our women's pair finished just a tenth of a second out of the medals. And so it was really exciting to watch them race, but at the same time, it was kind of, I can be here in 4 years. I know what they did, and now I can take from what I've learned from them and hopefully add it to my journey.
Now, a number of athletes have decided not to compete in Rio because of the Zika virus in that country. Are you concerned about that? And did you consider maybe not going?
Did I consider not going? Not at all. Not 1 second did I consider not going. I think if you look at the athletes who have backed out because of Zika, you're going to find the majority of them are from sports where they have something that's better for them than the Olympics. So in basketball, you've got the NBA championships. In golf, you have your PGA Tour. But for us as rowers, the Olympics are the absolute height of a career that you can have. And so I never, ever once thought about backing out because of that, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm so fortunate to have this spot on the team.
Can you tell us about the schedule for Rio? I know trials again begin on August 6th, and finals for the men's and women's eights are on Saturday, August 13th. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so our final is at 11 a.m. Rio time on August 13th, so that's 10 a.m. on the East Coast. And then our racing actually starts on August 8th. Rowing starts on the 6th. So our first race will be August 8th. And if we win our heat, we advance directly to the final. And if not, we'll compete in what's called the repechage, which is a last chance to make the final on August 10th.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be watching. We will be rooting for you. Again, folks, we've been talking with former Michigan State rower Emily Reagan, a member of the USA Women's 8 rowing team, heading to Rio for the Summer Olympics. The finals are on Saturday, August 13th. And that morning, you can join fans for a viewing event in the north end zone of Spartan Stadium starting at 8 a.m. Emily, on behalf of all of us here at WKAR, we are wishing you good luck.
Thank you so much.
Former MSU rower Emily Reagan there talking with current sports host Al Martin about competing in the Rio Olympics. Again, the opening ceremony is tonight.